The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Messiah Olorun mi ti tobi re o ko la fiwe o tobi loba Messiah Olorun mi ti tobi re o ko la fiwe.
Hallelujah. The Lord will show himself strong in our lives this year in Jesus' name. Tonight, we are going to be dealing with the topic breaking delay. Keyboard, can we have it to the barest minimum if possible? The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Tonight, we are dealing with breaking delay to all-round success. Hallelujah. Breaking delay to all-round success. Delay means to make something happen at a later time. Destiny is a function of time. Success is a function of time. And when the devil tries to destroy a man's destiny and he's not able to succeed in that area, he tries to delay that success. He tries to delay the destiny of a man. And if care is not taken, if delay is not treated on time, it can become denial. Hallelujah. It can become denial. But for you and I, God will remove everything called delay tonight in the name of Jesus. You know, delay is in diverse ways. Sometimes some people don't even know it's a delay. Delay can be you are taking long in having, you have been writing jambo has been jamming you. Year 1 year, 2 year, 3. No, it's not even year 1. For diverse years, when you score 192 this year, the following year is 199, other year is 190. You understand? Even when you scored above 200, there's nobody to help. Hallelujah. That's delay. Sometimes you get married and then the fruit of the womb becomes difficult. You got married as a virgin and then your husband was the first person. And then to now get pregnant becomes a difficult thing. That's delay. Sometimes you finish school with a first class, with a 2-1. To get a job becomes a problem. You beg to apply everywhere. Everybody seems to say no. Everybody's just saying no, no job, no vacancy, no job, no job, no job. Delays. You have so much ideas in your head, business ideas, yet you are not able to bring them to accomplishment. You're not able to bring them on table. You don't have what it takes to bring them. Sometimes they tell you, they are going to employ 5 people here, and they told just 3 of you. Automatically, you are sure to get the job. You get there and they tell you, we don't take people from your field. We don't really take people like you, color like you. We prefer people that are dark. You know, they will give you one excuse or the other. Or peradventure, somebody buys a car. A man that buys a 70 years old man or an 80 years old man that buys a car, a Nissan or a 323 Mazda. Who knows Mazda 323? At 80 years old, and writes and puts a label Suru Leri at the back. Hallelujah. That's delay. Let's not deceive ourselves. Praise the Lord. Because after a while, he will tell you his eyes are dim. I can't see. Which strength does he need? Will he have to do the driving? Praise the Lord. But for you and I tonight, every yoke of delay in any area tonight marks the expiry date in the name of Jesus. Tonight marks the end of delay in our lives in Jesus. The Bible says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Sometimes when you are so hopeful, and then it's too prolonged. It makes you sick. Sometimes, you know, how many of us feel it? We have been praying for the same thing almost year in, year out, the same prayer point. And when you look at yourself, you feel, I've done everything I think I can do. I've been doing this, I've been doing that, but yet it hasn't just been coming. Sometimes, let's not deceive ourselves, hope deferred makes the heart sick. You feel discouraged. You feel like, what am I doing that somebody else, you know, is not doing? You know, there was a time I was waiting on God for the fruit of the womb. And those periods, honestly, every time I see a lady have her own children, I'll be like, how did this woman do it? That me, I don't know how to do it. I don't know. How did this woman have the baby and then I can't conceive? Considering the fact that I kept myself, Lord, what is happening? Sometimes it can be challenging. I'm not saying delay is a good situation. It's not a good situation. But tonight, grace to break free from every yoke of delay is available in the house in the name of Jesus. Before I came here, in the course of my prayers, the Lord told me specifically that everything called long-standing problem, long situation, is going to be arrested tonight in the name of Jesus. Brethren, God is here tonight to deal with everything that looks long, that has tarried for too long, that has stayed for too long, that has looked, that has want to ridicule God in your life. Everything that wants to ridicule God in your life, that makes you look as if, where are you going again? The same God you have been serving, He still hasn't answered you. Perhaps you are here tonight. I've been sent to you. That Jesus is here tonight to remove everything called tarry, called delay in the name of Jesus. Brethren, I tell you that God is here and is going to settle your needs tonight in the name of Jesus. I say He's going to settle your needs tonight in Jesus' name. Quickly, Songs of Solomon chapter 5. We are going to read from 2 to 6. What are the causes of delay? Sometimes I just have a little bit because of our time. The causes of delay. We're all going to read together. Number one cause of delay is indecision. Indecision. And as we read from this verse, I want us to read together and see. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved and knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. The next verse. I have put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? Verse 4. My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. The next verse. I rose up. Honestly, the Bible has everything. No? If you are looking for Esa, it's in the Bible. Scope, honestly, confirm one. When I read this one, I was just melting. Praise the Lord. Verse 5, quickly. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with mire, my fingers with sweet-smelling mire upon the handles of the lock. Verse 6, I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Hallelujah. If you had a picture of that verse, it means that indecision, his beloved was at the door. He was also, the person was also imagining it at the other end of the door. Just about the time he opened the door, what happened to the other person at the door? He had left. Indecision sometimes are the major causes of what? Delay. Sometimes, a young brother, because of probably your activeness, maybe you have a good speech. You speak Fune, Queen's English, Baba Mama, or you speak a Yankee, me, you know. Anyhow, you are very attractive, kind of. And then, because of that, you have a lot of sisters gathering around you. Sister Bola, Sister Buki, Sister Kemi, and then all around you. But all of a sudden, what happened? Indecision. Sometimes inability to make the right decisions at the right time causes delay. No, on a serious note, it's not a time to play. Praise the Lord. You know, it causes indecision. You have so many of them. You know, I've had to counsel somebody that will tell you, I just can't find the right person. But truly, the right person came. You had, because of Yanga somehow, posting, come tomorrow, and then you just couldn't make decision in time. What happens? It causes delay. Sometimes in marriage, sometimes even in businesses. You have a business proposal, you have diverse of them, people coming, but instead of you to sit down in the place of prayers and ask God for direction, you because of the present situation, how they are coming around you, you find it difficult to make decision. This year, grace to make the right decision, the Lord will give to you in the name of Jesus. Grace to make the right decision, the Lord will give to you this year in the name of Jesus. Number two, wrong use of the tongue. Numbers chapter 14, verse 27 to 33. Wrong use of the tongue. In Numbers 14, 27 to 33. How long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel which they murmur against me. Verse 28. Say unto me, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears. Did you hear that? As ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. In other words, be mindful of what you say. Oh, please hold on. Be mindful of what you say. The wrong use of what you say at every point in time. You know, some people will tell you, Omo, You can't make it in this Nigeria or confirm until you travel abroad. And we have gone, I've heard people say that. You can't make it in Nigeria until you travel abroad. And then you go to the embassy, they keep telling you, they reject your visa every now and then. No, no, no. For that kind of a person, you have automatically placed delay upon your life. That you have said, you can't make it in Nigeria. Wrong use of the tongue. Your carcass, because of what the children of Israel did, they murmured to God. They murmured and murmured. And because of that, see the judgment. Said, your carcass shall fall in this wilderness. And all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. The next verse. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land, concerning which I swear to make you dwell, to dwell therein, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. Verse 32. But as for you, your carcass, they shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years. Because of what they said, they were delayed for how many years? Because of just by word of mouth. Some people have been delayed via the... This year, you can't afford to talk carelessly. You can't afford to talk carelessly because you are made by what you say. Some people's lives have been made by what they say. Destinies are molded by what you... The Bible says the power of life are in the power of the what? Let's say it, Bible scholars. The power of life. Life and death. Life and death are in the power of the what? It means to make it this year lies in your where? Also not to make it lies in where? But you will make it in Jesus' name. This year, be determined. Every word you speak must bring life. You have to deliberately speak. You know, some people, jokingly, some guys will just say, oh boy, how far now? I just day, everything just day like that. I just day the same way. I mean, boy, your boy day where the same way where you put them now. Those words shouldn't be. They look like we're jesting. But there are some things that believers must not take casually. You mustn't, if somebody asks you how you did, I'm good. I'm very good. I'm moving on. God is blessing me. You know, even when things are not rosy yet, keep saying it. The more you say it, the closer it draws to you. The more you say it, the closer it draws to you. But when you keep saying I did, the same way, oh my boy, I just did nothing, no shishi, no time for dundun, no shing, buy anything. What are you trying to say? ARF, all round failure. But that will not be our portion in Jesus' name. I said that will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Number three, causes of delay. Closed gates. Joshua chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Joshua 6. Media, God bless you tonight. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto you this land already, Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. Let's go back to verse 1. He says, Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went in and none came out. Jericho was shut because of what? The children of Israel. Nobody came in and nobody came. Nobody closed the gate. When the enemy, the Israelites had been given access to Jericho. God had given them, said, look, see, even the king himself, I have given him to you. But what? The enemies, they themselves had what? Closed the gates. Sometimes delay is caused by what? Closed the gates. Some things that we just can't explain. Daniel prayed. The Bible says that very first day in Daniel chapter 10, his prayer had been answered. But the response was held by what? The prince of Persia. For how many days? 120 days. 4 months. Hallelujah. Closed gate. Sometimes delay is caused by the enemy. You just can't explain it. Everything looks right. Daniel did the right thing. Yet, what happened? Delay was held up. But tonight, everything called delay is broken. Yeah. Everything called delay around your life is broken. Number four, negative family pattern. Negative family pattern. Some of us, we need to be very careful. You notice that your grandfather died at age 40. Your father was 39 and 6 months. 39 years, 6 months. And then he also had sickness. After 4 months, he died. If you are not careful, once you have seen that particular trend, you don't need any soothsayer to tell you that there's a negative pattern in your family. Wake up. So that the same thing that took your grandfather and your father away would not take you away. Hallelujah. Abraham, as blessed as he was, as close to God as he was, God told him, look, I will give you what? A child. He promised him. Abraham suffered delay. His son Isaac came. And yet, I was wondering why Isaac could still suffer delay. When God had already himself told Abraham that, look at the scars. So as many as they are. And then you just gave Abraham, Abraham had more than one children. Had more than one child. That was Ibon, sorry. Had more than one child, right? Permit me. It's allowed. Praise the Lord. I can create my own dictionary, Jerry. It's allowed. Praise the Lord. Abraham had more than one child, but the promised one was what? Isaac. But it was through that promised one that God was referring to that he was going to have diverse, as numerous as the skies, stars in the sky, so will his children be. Hallelujah. But yet he had just Isaac. And then that same Isaac, when he was about to Isaac didn't have two wives, so just one. And that one still was delayed. Read the Bible. The Bible says, and Isaac entreated the Lord over Rebekah. You know what the meaning of entreat is? What? To beg, to plead. You're about to say, Orawebe. To plead. Why would I plead with God? Definitely there is a line of what? Barrenness in that line. Jacob came and broke it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jacob wrestled. And then his name was changed from an individual to what? To become a nation. And from there, subsequently, there was no more delay. You need to recognize, once you see that there's a particular trend in your line, resist it. Resist it. Resist it. Before it comes, the more that's a source of delay. Look, sometimes if you look around your family, probably your elder sister, maybe you're in a family of five, your elder sister got married at 40. The second one got married at 42. The third one got married at, let's say, 36. And you are still 16, let's assume. Start praying. That's a negative family pattern. Pray, because on you it has to be broken. And tonight, every negative family pattern tonight comes to an end. In the name of Jesus. Look, the grace is available already. And Jesus is here to liberate everyone. It depends on you to be able to receive it. And I decree tonight that you shall have your own testimony. In the name of Jesus. I say you shall have your testimony tonight. In the name of Jesus. Breaking the yoke of delay. How then can you break the yoke? I've told us some of the causes of delay. How can you break those yoke of delay? I have just few points here. Number one, fasting and prayer. Tell your neighbor, fasting and prayer. One of our fathers in faith, Bishop David Oyedepo, said something. I listened to his message some time ago. And he said, when the ministry started, they were just having a little bit of, not struggling per se, but the attendance was not growing like they wanted it. Things were not moving. They were exhibiting delay in that area. And then he went into what? The place of prayers. He prayed. And in the place of his prayers, what happened to him? The Lord revealed it to him. And said, look, boy, go out. And then he went outside of the church. And said, look up. There was a black blanket that covered the church from the entire top to the bottom. It was a church. They were not doing juju inside. They were worshiping God. Yet, a blanket. Who put the blanket there? And then he told God, he said, God, what do I do now? He said, speak to it. Speak to it. And then he said, he pointed to the place, spoke to it and said, be cast away. And immediately the blanket rolled. And that was it. And winners came up booming like that. Hallelujah. What am I trying to say? In the place of prayers, delay is broken. Look, what they were, it's a church for crying out loud, they were worshiping God. Why then must they be delayed? Why then must they have struggle? You understand what I'm trying to say? But yet, look, bad people are not attacked. Good people are the ones that are attacked. The devil will not attack you because of your past. Because you know, he knows you have a bright future. That is why he will want to either destroy you or delay you in getting there. Hallelujah. So if you are one, you don't need to wonder, why is it me all the time? Oh, you don't need to weep. He's trying to do that because he knows you have a bright way. There is something bright coming for you. You are almost close to it. And if you don't give up, tonight, honestly, you are in the best place. In this program, prayer and fasting program, just like we are in, every yoke of delay shall be broken. You are going to speak to everything. Speak to it. Speak. You are not going to plead. You are going to speak to every situation. Tonight, every situation that has tarried, that has stayed too long in your life, command it tonight. If you have faithfully been praying, you have been faithfully involved in this fasting, I tell you, those delay shall be broken tonight in Jesus' name. You know something he also said? He said there was a man that was a drunk man that was passing in front of their church then. The man was drunk, actually. But all every time he passed in front of the church, all he kept seeing was people that were, people, white garments, people that were, you know, probably dancing and clapping. He said to him, they felt like these people are drunk. I don't need to stay in this kind of place. It was a misrepresentation. The devil was, they were doing some things good, but the devil was misrepresenting it to the outside world. You can see a lady all decked up, honestly, pretty. You'd be wondering if God created her on a public holiday, like we usually say. Clean, spotless, nice hips, no figure eight like we want it, nice accent, you know. She's well educated, she's just pretty. Everything about her is pretty. Yet, no man has come to say hi. It's what we call misrepresentation. To her, she's pretty. But in the spiritual realm, something else is being misrepresented. Probably another face, another, it might be a tattered looking human being that is being placed. You understand what I'm trying to say? It is still we call delay. But in the place of prayers and fasting, just like we are doing, everything called delay shall be broken. It shall be arrested in the name of Jesus. You know, in Esther chapter 2, let's quickly go there to Esther chapter 2, verse 21. Esther chapter 2, verse 21. I'll paraphrase something here. In those days, you know something happened, before I read further, something happened here. Or let's read together. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains. Before I read, you know something? Mordecai was Esther's uncle. But something kept to my mind. I said, when I was reading, I said, if your uncle, or let's assume I'm the first lady now, and my uncle used to be a gate man at Aso Rock, used to be, immediately I become first lady, what happens to my uncle? Eh? Probably minister of finance. Or defense. You look for a good position and say to your uncle and say, because it was through your uncle that you knew that there was vacancy in the place before. The vacancy, vacancy, vacancy. There's a vacancy for queen, oh, and then your uncle brought you there. You became the queen. Yet your uncle still remained at the gate. That was this typical example of what Mordecai was. Mordecai experienced delay despite the fact that he had every situation around him that looked right. He was, because he was still a gate man. Despite his niece being the queen. So that was a typical example of delay. But let's read. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gates, can you imagine? Two of the king's chamberlains, Bigtan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wrought and sought to lay hand on the king of on the king Ahasuerus. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it unto Esther, the queen. And Esther satisfied the king thereof in Mordecai's. The next one. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out, therefore, they were both hanged on a tree. And it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. The next one. God bless you. You know, the next one is like a continuation of the story. After these things, let's read together. After these things, did King Ahasuerus promote who? Why is it not Mordecai they promoted? Oh, you didn't read it very well. After these things, did King Ahasuerus promote Mordecai? Is it Mordecai in your Bible? They promoted who? The son of Hammedata, the Haggagite, and advanced him and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. Hallelujah. That was the beginning of the fight between Haman and Mordecai. Who saved the king? Who did the king promote? Somehow, it looks like Mordecai had a delay was all around him. But you know, because of our time, and I want us to hurry up, something happened there. If you read, if you can get them and read on in that particular chapter, there was that created the beginning of problem between Haman and Mordecai. Mordecai was mad with Haman. How can you take my credit? And because of that, he refused to bow to him. And then because of that, he decided to kill the entire Jews. blah blah blah. King, what happened? What broke the curse? Fasting and prayers held on by what? Esther and her people. They fasted 3 days. Biri biri, night and day. No food, no water. And what? To me, if not for our time, I would have explained some things to us. To me, it was as if the king was jazzed. Because a normal human being, they told you, look, Mr. Agunbiade delivered me. Honestly, people came to shoot, but Agunbiade helped me. All I needed to do is, take. Maybe if I have good cash, I say, Mr. Agunbiade, how many millions? 10, 15, 20? See me looking. Shandaya. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All I needed to do is settle him, promote him. But you know, Mordecai was not even mentioned in the picture at all. At all. That's a sure way of delay. But you know something happened? Unless you can read it. In the latter part of this, something happened. After the fasting and prayer, the king could not sleep. The curse had been broken. He could not sleep. And he said, let the books be opened. The books were opened. And what happened? He remembered that somebody did something to the king sometime, and immediately he was restored back to his position. Hallelujah. Tonight, you will be restored back to your position. Everything called delay is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. As you're going to be praying some dangerous prayers tonight, you will ascend your position. You will ascend your throne in Jesus. Number two, be joyful. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3 or so, it says, with joy shall you draw water out of the well of salvation. With joy shall you draw water out of the well of salvation. Hannah had been going to Shiloh, but most times she went with what? With a sorrowful countenance. Why? Because Peninnah, her rival, most times usually provokes her. If you read the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, you read that before they go for that Shiloh prayers, she will have provoked and provoked and provoked, that she will cry and cry and cry. She had been going, but on a particular day she went, usually sorrowful there, but something happened. She prayed, removed every tear from her eyes, she wore on a joyful countenance, and as she left with that joyful countenance, what happened to her? In the next 9 months, she came back with a child. Joy, joy, joy. Joy. When you wear a joyful countenance, it breaks the yoke of delay. Hallelujah. Joyful with joy shall ye what? Draw water out of the well of salvation. That well of salvation has so much gifts. The well of salvation has so much gifts. Gifts of children, gifts of husband, gifts of breakthrough. But how can you access that well? With what? The only fetcher to that well is what? Joy. If you throw any other fetcher inside, it doesn't come in. He said, be joy. Be joy. Be joyful. You are trusting in the Lord to get married soon. Oh, the brother hasn't come yet. Just wear, put on your, don't because of that, squeeze your face. Put on your powder. Dress, wear a good perfume. Oh, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. In the course of you appreciating yourself, somebody can even say, oh, I appreciate you better. I appreciate you. You know, if you have been squeezing your face, they say, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. The shield, that thing will not open. Cannot the scales that has covered the brother's eyes since they will not be opened. But with joy, when you radiate joy all around, somebody, you know, I have a testimony of somebody very close to me had been trusting the Lord to get married for a long time. Wrong people kept coming. The wrong people, the likes of allergies, the likes of funny people, married men, and then this lady is a good Christian, a fervent person. Serving the Lord. She cried and waited upon the Lord, but somehow the yoke was broken by prayers. And then you know something? She had been in the church, a church choir, the same church choir, the same HOD had been there, Tete. That same HOD walked up to her and said, where have you been since all these days? Honestly, somebody said the scale had been broken. The yoke had been broken. Tonight, every yoke shall be broken. Wear a joyful, tell your neighbor, wear a joyful countenance from today. You can't afford to be sad. Praise the Lord. Number three, faith. 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 In Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34, I can't read because of our time. It's already fast spent. In Mark 5, there was a story of the woman with the issue of blood. The woman had the issue of blood for how many years? 12 years. She suffered from the issue of blood, but yet her faith, that blood issue, you know, for some of our ladies that have unusually heavy flow sometimes, After a long while, you begin to smell. After a while, it makes you weak. It makes you bedridden sometimes. You don't even want to leave your house. But for this woman to have left her house in search of what? Something. She was in search of her breakthrough. Your coming here is because you are in search of your breakthrough. And the Lord will honor you tonight. She came out, yes, by her flow, probably, and Bible says that she had spent all that she had in the hands of the physicians, the best people that talk, best gynecologists, best, what do they call people that treat blood, if there's anything like that? Hematologists, the estototologists, whatever thologist that is available, the best of the thologists had collected all this woman had. Yet, no change. But tonight, you have come to meet with Jesus. The what? The balm in Gilead. The great physician. Every situation that has tarried too long till now is arrested in the name of Jesus. Her situation of 12 years was arrested because what? In fact, nobody could even give her faith. And she didn't even... She said, Bible says she thought in her heart, even the master may not even give me faith. I'm paraphrasing. But if Ali, I can just touch the hem of his garment. That was her faith. It settles me. You have come in here tonight and I have said, tonight, if only I can just say it again to God, that Lord, settle me and it shall be for you as you have rightly desired tonight in Jesus' name. I said, it shall be for you tonight as you have desired in Jesus' name. You know, faith, you can, if you are trusting God for the fruits of the womb, for example, start buying baby things. That's a sign of your faith. I heard of a woman, lady, that was trusting God to get married. She bought it. She saw it when she went to a store and saw a beautiful shirt. Bought it and hung it. I said, my guy is going to wear that shirt. Many years later, she met the guy, but he had even forgotten she ever bought a shirt. But later on, she just stumbled on the shirt and said, wow, that's true. When I was trusting God for this. And then she said, oh, honey, come and try this shirt. And honestly, it was the guy's exact size. Hallelujah. You need to take your level of faith further this year. You are trusting God to get married, start buying household equipment. Start buying them. You can even buy your wedding shoe. If you see a silver shoe that looks nice, buy it. That's a wedding shoe. You are a guy, you see a jacket that looks nice, oh, buy it. That's a wedding jacket. What you are trusting God to build a house. Take a level of faith. You can even go to the architect and build. I heard a story. Myself and pastor went for a program. And then there was this pastor that had been going through a whole lot of challenge in building their own church. And something happened. No, they had built a bungalow. And when they got to lintel level, it became difficult to go further. They had spent all. It became too difficult. After a program like this, his faith was geared up. You know what? The engineer told them all he needed was 300K to complete it. He then said, okay, after a program like this, the man went to the architect and said, look, he even went to the engineer and said, look, pull it down. The man said, eh? I am saying all you need is 300K to just complete it. He said, pull it down. And then he gave him another sample of what he wanted. He wanted a story building, a bigger one. Honestly, he brought the picture to testify. That new one he had in his heart was completed under 1 year. But his level, his faith, Mark 11:23 says something. Whatsoever you desire, whatsoever, you can tell this mountain be moved, be cast into the sea. If you will not doubt in your heart, you will have whatsoever you say. You will have what? Delay is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Whatever you desire, whatever you perceive that has been a delay in your life, if you can start, take steps of faith this year, whatever it is. If you can buy things around, if it's a house, start looking for things. If it's building material, if it's block, you have not bought land yet, so you are still buying block. It's your level of faith. And you know what faith does for you? It brings you from the line of delay and brings you to the service point. Hallelujah. The point where you'll be served. Tonight you'll be served. In the name of Jesus. Number four, service. Service, service, service. in Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, because of our time is already far spent, I won't be able to read. But blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate there and night. Verse 3, where I'm going exactly. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit when? In what? In what? But what precedes that? In season means what? Part time, all the time, always green. Green. Your fields are always green. Your leaf, you don't have a dry season. That means there's no delay. There's nothing called tarry in your life. But that happens where? If you walk with the Lord, if you are serving, Elizabeth and Zechariah served God till their old age. And what? Their service. See, your service, if your service is not a conditional service, very soon your challenge will give way. If your service to God is not on a conditional basis, your challenge has to give way. If you are serving God without condition, very soon your service will give way, your challenge will give way. And tonight, everything called challenge will give way in the name of Jesus. Everything called challenge will give way in the name of Jesus. Quickly, I'll also continue. Number 5, sacrificial givings. Sacrificial givings. Sacrifice attracts favor, and favor is the cure for what? For delay. When a man is favored, everything called delay is over in his life. Hallelujah. In 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 26 to 27. You can't enjoy favor if you are not a giver. I hope you know. Sacrificial giving attracts favor, and favor is the cure to what? Delay. Favor is the cure to delay. In 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 26, we can go home and read. I'll just paraphrase. This king here was King Moab. He doesn't know the Lord. They were in an intense fight. Something happened. And then they were almost defeated. But he thought to himself, look, normally when they fight in those days, it is fight to finish. They kill every one of them. And the ones that are remaining, probably they carry all their goods and they take them away. But this time, he had to save himself. What did he do? He did a sacrificial giving. The heir to the throne. Can you imagine? Probably his firstborn. Perhaps the only child, male child in his house. He sacrificed him on the wall. Chopped off his head. And what happened? The Bible says there was a great indignation against Israel. Verse 27. There was a great indignation. God said, no! Israeli! To your tents, O Israel. Hallelujah. Why? On the platter of sacrifice. This year, trust God. Trust God on the platter of sacrifice. Give. When you give, the woman of Shunem, because of my time is already up. The Shunammite woman, when we get home, you can read. That Shunammite woman, she was barren. If you read further in 2 Kings chapter 3 or 2 Kings, is it 3 or 4? That's in 2 Kings. I think that's 3 or 4. Yes, 4. What happened to her? That Shunammite woman had no child. But yes, she was a wealthy woman. Elijah had been passing by. Elijah had been passing by that same place. And then who is this woman who constrained him? I said, look, my Lord, just eat. Eat. It was just food she was giving to Elisha initially. And then afterwards, she told her husband, she said, I sense that this man must be a man of God. I sense, let me do something unusual. And then, if you have a house on the wall in those days, you are a rich person. She concluded with her husband, built a house on the wall for the Elisha, kept a table, everything for him. She took her level of giving to a higher level. And immediately he did that. The next time Elisha came back, what did he do? He said, Gehazi, has this woman done this? Call her for me. What does she want? So that we can. Does she want us to speak before the king? Does she want us to do this? And Gehazi said, no, my lord. And then that's the only thing that is disturbing this woman. And just because of her giving, what happened to her? She had a child. Please, let's stand up on our feet. Hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.